Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Postpartum depression and anxiety are more common than people think, and new moms on Medicaid are at a higher risk. Judith Ruiz-Branch reports.
Two of every five mothers who give birth in Wisconsin are covered by Badger Care. Federal data shows up to 50% of PPD cases are undiagnosed because of the stigma surrounding symptoms. Jennifer Davis with Postpartum Support International says the condition presented differently for her after both of her pregnancies, with symptoms of overwhelming worry and anxiety after her daughter's birth and depression after having her son.
Crying at night almost all the time, regretting this decision, feeling emotionally disconnected, but still outwardly smiling. Now I really am back in this place of I can't share this. I cannot share that I questioned why I had my son.
Federal data shows the prevalence of PPD is higher among those on Medicaid, with an increased likelihood for treatment in Medicaid expansion states. Wisconsin is one of only two states that have yet to expand their Medicaid coverage, although it recently passed legislation to extend Medicaid postpartum coverage from 60 days to a full year. Even though up to 85% of women experience mood changes in the first few days to weeks after delivery, postpartum depression and anxiety can take months to emerge and involve symptoms lasting longer than 2 weeks that interfere with daily life. Common signs of PPD include anxiety, sadness, anger, and irritability, difficulty sleeping, and intrusive thoughts, which can include thoughts of harming your baby. Research shows a 98% recovery rate with treatment. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz-Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers release Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight, the Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run, Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, folks. This is Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network and your favorite, hopefully, show about entertainment. Great to have you with me tonight. I don't know if I'm an inside source. What does that mean, Conrad? Todd says, your inside source. It's like I'm keeping a secret.
Well, it's just the guy closest to the information.
I guess so, right? I probably know more than some people. Mostly I'm just a fan, but I would love to be an inside source. I'd love to be the inside guy. You ever been the inside guy?
Yeah.
Dude, this has been bothering me since I walked in the door tonight, and I want to get this out in the open. I have to just say this.
Yeah.
You look, the way you're dressed today, you look like Mike McCarthy's son. You should be coaching the Packers on the sideline.
Yeah, I got
coach wear.
I got like a bomber on.
Yeah, you got a bomber. I haven't heard that.
And it's green, too.
And you got a green hat to match. What's the, is that a golf thing?
Yeah.
Good?
Okay. Good. Yeah. Good.
I'm digging it, dude. Did you have a good sports weekend?
You know, I helped out. Well, it helped out is, you know, I don't know if I helped out a lot, but I was there. I was at my brother's garage sale.
Oh.
I sold $13 worth of stuff.
Did you get a taste?
I brought
you
a driver.
A couple bucks?
I brought a driver and I brought it's called the chipper, and it's like a putter, but it has an angle on it. So when you hit it, it goes up in the air a little bit, but not too much, you know?
It's like halfway between wedge and putter?
Yeah,
like
so it's a lazy way to chip.
All right.
That so I sold that.
That's kind of a sports weekend, selling your old golf stuff at a garage sale.
I did go golfing, though, with my brother and a friend, so.
Dude, you're just going to look like a football coach. You need a whistle right now.
I can't whistle. If I, you know, I wish I could.
You should be running OTAs. I love that.
I should be there. Yes.
Outfit, man. It's awesome. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger, folks. He is riding shotgun tonight, working the board. And I am Pete Schwabba. We've got a great show tonight. Let's get things. First things first, though, folks. If you have not played our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest here at Civic Media, you've got to do it. We have great contests here. They seem to get more popular every time we do them. This one, you're eligible until June 13th. That's coming up, dude. That's only Friday. You know that?
It is Friday.
All right. So if you have not played Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win contest, you got to get in on the fun. All you have to do to be eligible, you just have to have the Civic Media app, which most of you probably have anyway, and get the keyword. Listen throughout the day. Get the keyword at the beginning of the hour. Text in at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to win big, big prizes. Every hour that you play, you're eligible for $100 cash or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. Conrad will attest they are outstanding seats.
Yes.
And each hourly entry qualifies you. Get this. You thought $100 was great or Brewer tickets? Most places, that's the grand prize. No. Not here at Civic Media. We're going the extra mile. The Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest offers two grand prizes, Wisconsin summer vacations, either in Door County or Baraboo, with gas money to get you there in your pocket. Even if you use like the premium stuff, we'll pay for it. You have four daily chances to enter, as I mentioned, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., and it ends this Friday. So check it out, and good luck, everybody. Yeah, I don't. I had a weird weekend. It was kind of strange. I had a fridge leak about a month ago. Our ice maker was leaking. It went down into the ceiling and leaked into the first floor. We have kind of a weird house where the bottom is kind of a living area, but our main living area is on the top floor. And I had all this water dripping down. This is like a month ago. I had to air it out, fans. I had the dehumidifier going. And my wife or daughter, they are totally in cahoots on this, will not say who turned back on the ice maker. But somehow they thought maybe it would magically have fixed itself. Well, no. I was in my office last night. I come out, and the sound was like it was raining in my bathroom, downstairs bathroom. There was just water coming down again. So I had my buddy Mike Corwin come over. Shout out to Mike. He's the guy that, like, I kind of know what I'm doing, but, like, I'll get behind the fridge. I pull the fridge out. I look at the tube that goes to the ice machine. Like, I'm going to see what I have to do to fix it. And I don't know anything about stuff like that. So Mike came over. We figured it out. I brought out a couple fans. I had a couple fans. Dried the whole thing out again. But now we have no ice maker, Conrad. So what do you make of that?
Well, you know what you can do?
And it's summer.
You go out to the dollar store.
Yeah.
And you grab an ice tray.
I'm listening.
You fill it up with water.
Old school.
Put it in the freezer.
Okay.
That's what I have. I have two of them. And I have a whole container. So you just keep filling it and filling it until eventually you have, like, you know, 50 pieces.
More ice cubes
of ice.
Than you know what to do with. Yeah. The problem is I've been there. I've been down that road. I'm older now. I want automatic ice. I can't be filling ice trays anymore. No. I graduated past that. What I'd probably do is buy a bag of ice. And I'm not the kind of guy also that's going to run out and buy a new $1,200 refrigerator because the ice maker's broken. We'll just slum it. I'm not doing that.
You can just go to Quick Trip and get the crushed ice.
I knew you were going to say Quick Trip. We could do that.
There's nothing better than crushed ice at Quick Trip, you know?
I can't do the crushed ice. I got to be honest because...
You have to have full pieces?
I need full pieces because when you're drinking a beverage, I don't like when the little pieces get in your mouth.
I love that.
Do you?
Yes. It's like, turns into like a little like icicle, you know what
like
I mean?
It's like a slushy.
Yeah, a little slushy. Yeah,
I just
want to
taste the libation. I don't need a slushy at around every corner, but each his own.
All right, so does this bother your drinking? Because what I do when I drink water, I make sure that it's super cold every time. So I have like 12 pieces of ice in my water constantly.
Yeah, sometimes I like that, and sometimes I like room temp. I got to be honest.
So you're just going room temp now from now on.
Well, or cold out of the spigot, as they say.
Yeah.
If I'm just drinking water to get my 60 ounces, I don't do a lot of people say you need 130 ounces a day or half your body weight in water. I'm not doing that. I can't, you know, you ever drink that much water and then all day you're walking around and your stomach is like sloshing around. It's terrible. So I'll do like 50 to 60 ounces a day. And if I'm just chugging water to get it into my system, I want room temp. You get that head rush otherwise, you know?
You know, when I was in college, I'd make sure I get my water. I haven't done it in a while, but...
Yeah, it's important.
It feels like a hassle. Like, you're like, oh, I got to drink more
water.
It is,
but... And the other thing I don't get is the people that carry around, like, a gallon with them.
It's
like,
there's...
Are you going on the Oregon Trail? Like, you're just going from your house to the office or like, to the store. You carry that much water on you? I don't know.
I'd see that all the time when I was at Milwaukee.
And that's good. I mean,
I'd see it every day, actually. I'd see someone with a huge milk jug.
But I think that's good because when I was in college, you never saw that. But college kids today, when I would visit my son a couple years ago or my daughter now, they all have water on them. I think that's probably a good thing.
They're just preparing for the night, you know?
Yeah, or the apocalypse. Some of those containers.
They want to get hydrated before they start drinking beer.
Exactly. Hey, we have a really fun show tonight. From Young Sheldon, the very talented actor, Lance Barber, will be joining us at 6:35 over the stream. Lance has been on the show before. It'll be great to talk to him. He's always a blast to talk to. Did I tell you what my nickname, what Lance's nickname for me was when we made The Godfather?
Balls.
Balls. He calls me Balls. And Balls. I call him Balls back. It's just kind of a weird. And you know what? If you want to go ahead and try to censor that, that's fine. But balls are balls. We don't. It doesn't mean we're talking about those balls.
Golf
we
balls?
Could be golf balls, tennis volleyballs. Balls. We just call each other Balls. It's a fun, endearing name, I think, for two.
Dear Balls.
For two fellas. That's kind of what it is. It emails, it texts. Yo, Balls. And then you'll sign it like Schnutz or something goofy. So Lance and our brand of silliness will be here at 6:35. It'll be good to talk to Lance. And then, Conrad, check this out. Green Bay It Girl, that's what I call her because she knows everything about Northeast Wisconsin. Heather Heil will be here in studio. And we have what? Go ahead and tell the people what we have in store for Heather.
Well, you know, she works at a museum.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, why don't we go down a trip down memory road?
Love
and,
it.
Make a Northeastern Wisconsin history quiz.
This is tough, too. I mean, I'm not.
They're not. They're not too fine. Yeah. I mean, there's a couple challenging ones.
Right.
But most of them are like, there's like two definite answers that are there.
Exactly. And people can play along with the quiz.
Yeah.
If you want to text in the answer, that's fine. We won't let Heather see it. But Coach K over there.
We'll put the I wish answer. I had a whistle so every time she gets one wrong, I should blow
it. You can make her do burpees or something. Yeah. Hey, let's get to, without further ado, let's get to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
I can't stop eating iced cream lately, folks. And I said iced cream.
I was about to stop you right there.
No, that is the actual term. It's iced cream. It's not ice cream. I can see why you think that, though. And it is easier to say. So tonight's question, what is your favorite brand? What do you like? Cold Stone, Baskin-Robbins, Cedar Crest, store-bought, Breyers. There's so many different brands. What is your favorite brand? Summer is here. It's our favorite summer treat, ice cream. And I want to know what yours is, folks. Let us know. You could text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or let us know on the app, or if you're watching on the stream, on Facebook, X Twitter, or YouTube, let us know. And while you're there, if you're so inclined, give us a like or a follow while you tell us your favorite brand of ice cream.
And please text in, is it iced or ice?
You're welcome to weigh in on that, folks. Technically, it's iced because it's iced tea. It's corned beef. It's not corn beef. I'm just trying to, listen, I'm just being Mr. Grandmother.
Iced cream doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't.
Like ice cream.
Ice cream is easier.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I'm a bear for detail. I would have to say, I think my favorite, just because I have great memories of going to Baskin-Robbins when I was younger, I might say Baskin-Robbins, but I love when I'm in Madison, I love the chocolate shop. That is great stuff. So I have a tie for first between those two. If I had to give the nod, I'd go chocolate shop. It's more mom and pop than Baskin-Robbins. But you've got Häagen-Dazs. Yesterday, I wolfed down some peanut butter chocolate Häagen-Dazs.
Mm.
Dynamite. All good stuff. You got Ben and Jerry's. You got all kinds of stuff. What are you going to say, Conrad?
I got a tie myself.
Yeah?
When I was growing up, in the Kewaskum area, you go to Eden in between Fond du Lac and Lemira.
We just talked about this last week, didn't
we? And that is Kelly's County Creamery.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some of the best ice cream I've ever had. Better than any of the store-bought ones, you know?
Yeah.
Because right behind them is the farm where they make it.
Right.
But I also have another one, which is... When I lived in Milwaukee, I didn't try it until then, is Kopp's frozen custard.
Oh, you like that custard, too.
Oh, that Kopp's frozen custard with their, they got a huge burger, and then you get a little scoop with it. Dynamite. Dynamite.
All right. Yeah, I like, I was never a fan of custard, but I had been eating like Culver's when we first moved back to Wisconsin. People are like, you know, that's custard. It's not ice cream. I'm like, really? Yeah. And then I realized, oh, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like a more, like, I don't know. Was it more dense or what?
Different. It's a different, I can't even talk, but consistency.
Yeah. It's all good stuff, folks. Let us know what your favorite brand of ice cream is. It's 715. No. 855-752-4842. Let us know, and we will come right back and read your texts, and we've got some other fun stuff planned, too. Lance Barber from Young Sheldon is here at 635. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WMDXradio.com/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba. Conrad is dressed like Coach McCarthy tonight. He is riding shotgun as usual. Coach K, that's a good...
Yeah, you can just call me Coach K.
Coach K, the other Coach K. The less annoying Coach K. I don't know what happened to that guy. I used to like him. But man, did he just turn... evil or something. I mean, it was probably 2015 in Duke, Wisconsin. I'm going back to, I don't know.
It's just because it's Duke, you know, that's
probably,
that's why.
Probably. He's even from like the same neighborhood I grew up in Chicago or close by. Like, so I kind of was rooting for him, but then I'm like, God, I can't stand this guy.
And stand
arrogance too. Yeah. And that's what it is. It's Duke. It's the arrogance.
Any coach of Duke. I'm just like, eh, you know.
Right. Hey, Michael J. Fox turns 64 today. The star of Family Ties and Back to the Future. He has been dealing with Parkinson's probably for, what, 30 years now?
Yeah.
He has raised over $2 billion, just him, since he's had this disease. And, folks, that, to me, is amazing because, like, you feel like if you throw $2 bucks at anything, you can solve it. But this is still an issue. My grandfather had Parkinson's. I've got a cousin that has Parkinson's. That's like a serious thing. $2 billion, Michael J. Fox. Tip of my hat. That is unbelievable. But I am also amazed that they can't. It seems like they should be able to cure anything if they got $2 million. What do you think about that, Conrad?
Love Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, same. Wait. What's Luke? I don't understand Luke's text. Did you read
that? He's talking about the burger that I was referencing with cops. It's huge. Okay. He did. It's jumbo.
He's correcting.
It's massive.
You. Yeah.
He could fit both your hands on this thing.
Exactly. All right. We got a text overnight from our pal Bud in Janesville. 2 minutes to six in the morning. Looks like he slept in. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I'm not sure this donut exists. Oh, this was our question Friday night was, God, we're eating all the fatty foods.
Did you have any donuts over the weekend?
No. You know what I had? I love having Biscoff with my coffee. You ever have those?
Biscoff cookies are amazing.
Oh, God. They're so addictive. It's like you get one sleeve for like $5, and I eat at least half of them on a Saturday morning. That's all I have for breakfast, but it's probably like 500-600 calories.
Oh, yeah.
But very good with coffee. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I'm not sure this donut exists, but I would love to try a fried old-fashioned tip of the hat to Ollie from the North Woods, of course. Try a fried old-fashioned donut with jalapenos topped with a cream cheese frosting. Yum. Love the show. Bud from Janesville.
That sounds pretty good. It's like a jalapeno popper donut.
I guess. I don't know if you need the jalapenos, but yeah, oh, yeah. I guess.
Get a little bit of spice in there.
It's just an odd combo. But you know what? I trust in Bud. So well done, Bud. Appreciate it. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of ice cream? We're going for kind of a brand here. I said I had a tie between Baskin-Robbins and the Chocolate Shop in Madison. Chocolate Shop edged it out. I like that it's not as big of a franchise. And I also like the ice cream. I think it's fantastic. And Conrad said, what's the Kewaskum place?
Eden, actually.
Eden. Okay.
Kelly's County Creamery.
Kelly's County Creamery. That sounds delicious. That's a great title. Barb from Waukesha says, you could buy a separate ice maker. Huh, you know what? Barb's got all the answers. I could do that, Barb. That seems like kind of a hassle, though. I never considered that. But I appreciate the tip. Thank you. Barb's in the 262. I feel like I'd just buy a new fridge if I was going to go and buy an ice maker.
I mean, they're not that bad. My parents recently bought one.
Why? Is it the same freezer issue?
No, they put a bar in the house. Okay. And now they have an ice maker.
All right. So it's enhancing their drinking. All right.
Oh, well, yeah.
Tom from New Berlin says, in my youth, the black cow from A&W.
Ooh.
I forgot about A&W. They have ice cream. Was the Car Hop era today chocolate mint chip? Conrad, my water has to be ice cold. We have to golf. Tom is going to stalk you until you hit the links with him. Ross from Crawford County says, I get Sassy Cow Creamery organic ice cream. They're out of Columbus, Wisconsin. I think I get it from the Willie Street Co-op in Madison. Nice. Very well done, Ross. Thank you. Jameson in Pennsylvania says, homemade all the way. Buy yourself a $300 machine with a condenser in it. Not the garbage with ice and salt outside of it, and just have fun experimenting. Candied bourbon bacon is my personal specialty. Wow. That sounds really good. That's some jalapenos, though. He says, I have to say, I'm going with iced cream as well. Thank you, Jameson. It's simply more proper, not lazy grammar. Jameson from Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the 814, and he agrees with me. So take that, Coach K. Ross from Crawford County says... Oh, he said he's liking the Sassy Cow Creamery organic ice cream. That's a good one, too. Robert from La Crosse says, Sweet Shop in La Crosse, butter pecan. That's a great, I never, I love those, like, if I haven't heard of it, I just assume it's a great ice cream place.
Yeah.
It's not a huge franchise, yeah. Like your place in Eden, you know. Monica from Mount Horeb says, Chocolate Shop, Fat Elvis is one of my faves. Pete, I think you are a goofball. No one says the ice cream. Oh, yeah, Monica?
Correct.
Well, how do you like this? Jameson is on my side. So put that in your pipe and puff on it.
So we got one for ice cream and one for ice cream. So we're tied right now.
Look, you can say ice cream until you're blue in the face. And frankly, I say it too. But if you want to be grammatically correct, it's iced cream. And there ain't nothing you can do to change that. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's try to squeeze this in.
Yes, Cindy from Appleton.
Cindy from Appleton. We've got about 30 seconds. How good. How are you?
Well, my favorite is Vanilla by Ben and Jerry's.
Straight vanilla.
Because you can make vanilla into so many different flavors. So I like having options.
I like having your phone calls, Cindy. That is outstanding. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. And that's a good one. Ben and Jerry. They do fine work. All right. Hey, we're coming up next, coming back with Lance Barber. Lance was in a film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay and just finished a long run on Young Sheldon. Can't wait to talk to my pal. That's coming up after the news. It's Pete Schwalbe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. As federal electric vehicle incentives face potential rollbacks, a new study is highlighting the burden of gasoline costs on Black and Latino drivers. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Fuel Equity Report shows Blacks and Latinos are super users of gasoline, spending on average 15% of their paycheck to fuel their cars. The median household income for Blacks and Latinos in Wisconsin is between $31,000 and $46,000. Dr. Shelley Francis with EV Hybrid Noir says systemic factors like disinvestment in public transportation, economic segregation, and long commute times all contribute to the disproportionate impact.
They're also more likely on average to be driving these older, less fuel efficient cars due to income as well as financing barriers that they may experience.
The study says EV adoption could save Blacks and Latinos an average of $4,900 a year on fuel and maintenance, but barriers like affordability, charging access, and education persist. The report found the top 10% of Black and Latino gasoline users are generally concentrated in smaller cities and rural areas. The study suggests targeted policies to encourage equitable adoption of EV for Black and Latino communities, including enhancing purchase incentives, expanding financing options, and increasing charging infrastructure in communities where top gasoline users live. Francis says addressing the big misinformation gap about EVs is also crucial.
Pushing more of those types of stories out there to show like the everyday driver. It's not some fancy person living out in a castle somewhere. It's just regular folks who are trying to work, make ends meet, and provide for their families.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spinoff of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper. Company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
Mayor of Sheboygan, Ryan Sorensen.
If you want strong communities, you need to have strong quality childcare accessibility in your community. You know, whether you have kiddos or not, it impacts you whether directly or indirectly. And that's why, you know, being supportive of programs from the state level that can support local agencies is vitally, vitally important. So it's all intertwined.
This is not just for parents of small children.
This is mission critical.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We're broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide, a gorgeous sort of summer night here in Wisconsin. We sat on the porch for the first time the other night, and it was, I needed a coat. I was just sitting out there because it wasn't freezing, but it kind of sucks. The weather has been really sucky, I would say.
It was nice after that, like, rain passed yesterday.
Yeah.
After the rain stopped, it got pretty nice out.
Yeah, it's not too bad, I guess. All right, that was one of Conrad Krieger's five-day forecasts. Do we have Lance?
Yes, we do.
All right, fantastic. It is my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome back to Nightlight. You know him as possibly George Cooper on the hit show Young Sheldon. He's also been in another film with me called The Godfather of Green Bay. That's where we met, and he has many other acting credits. My pal, the talented Lance Barber.
Hi, Pete.
Dude, I am loving that mustache.
How about it? You know, I did this just for you.
You know, I don't know.
I had a full beard, but I said, you know what Schwabe would like? He'd like the old tickler. And so I put the old tickler back on.
There's one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and we're on radio, I can't say it, but it is called a blank sweeper.
I almost went there and stopped myself live radio.
Tickler was good. Only time I've ever had just a mustache without the beard was during COVID. My son and I grew matching mustache. So that was kind of fun,
kind of gross, I'm sure.
And kind of, it was weird. I felt like Burt Reynolds, like I was in Smokey and the Bandit, but that is awesome, man. That's like a crouchy dude.
Yeah. I'm trying to go for the full crouch.
I like it.
Call it the full crouch.
The full crouch. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing very well.
I heard that you were sitting on the porch.
Time
has really gone by, hasn't it? Not only were you sitting on the porch, but you got a little chilly. What has happened to us?
Listen, dude, I have a favorite kind of seltzer water. I don't know when that happened. It's just not right. But I see you can still party because I see you have a banjo on the wall. And I love that. Do you play the banjo?
Yeah, nothing says wild man like banjo music. Nothing says party animal.
I play the jug. We could, next time we're around each other, we could have some fun. How you been, man?
I'm good. I got all the, you know, my kid plays the music now. He's far surpassed me in all of his string instruments. So they're just up as decorations. Now he's the one that plays everything.
That's unbelievable. It's so funny. Like, you and I went a while without talking, not for weird reasons or anything, but like, I always think of your kids as being the age they were when we last spoke, and probably mine too. How old are
you? I think of Joe, I think of your kids as being teeny because that's when I saw them last. Maybe I saw your son more recently, but yeah.
Are your kids like teenagers now, Lance?
Yeah, I got two teenagers in the house, and I can hardly tolerate it. It's he's almost 17, and she's just turned 14, my daughter. So, that's actually pretty good. I welcome the teen years. There's all the traditional things that come with it, which we're tasting some of, but it's kind of fun to have them be the age they are.
To watch those movies together, it's fun.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we're doing. Yep.
Yeah. So, all right. So as I mentioned, Lance was in a film I did called The Godfather of Green Bay. We shot primarily here in Northeast Wisconsin and a little bit in L.A. and Vegas, but that's where we met. I've known you a long time, Lance, and I was so excited when you got cast as young Sheldon. You were like the guy on our movie set that everybody said it's only a matter of time before Lance has a breakout. You know, it certainly wasn't in The Godfather of Green Bay, but we knew you were going to have like everybody to, and it's not any one of us. It was kind of a consensus. So can you talk about what that run was like? The last time you were on the show, I think your character had not met its fate yet, and you couldn't really say much. The show had an amazing ending and a great run. What was that like?
That was cool. I mean, to speak to the ending, it was kind of awesome. I've said this before, but like we all knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And so that was part of my, like, I was mostly prepared for that, where everybody else was kind of crushed, cast and audience alike. And even if they knew it was coming, because they decided to give the show a beginning, middle, and end. And I love that they did. The end came for that program, at least, was, you know, when George died and Sheldon went to college. And I thought that was mighty cool of them to do that. It also, the fact that I was America's dad on TV that died, you know, that's pretty cool for a character actor's, like, legacy, right? Like, you know, we would, in our 20s, we're at the bar and we're talking about, remember that show? Remember this show? Remember that thing? And some kids are going to be in college talking about, remember when, you know, young Sheldon's dad died? Oh, yeah, that crushed right?
Right.
I get to have that, like, as part of my acting legacy, and it's really neat for a character actor to have something, like, memorable in that way, so.
I would imagine.
I'm super grateful. It was, you know, it was a jackpot, awesome job for so many reasons. It came at the right time in my life, and my kids were the right age, and it was kids on the show, so I wasn't gone all the time. It shot at Warner Brothers. I was 12 minutes from work, and I was home for dinner most nights. And, of course, the work itself, the show had such success, and I'm still getting, you know, Netflix has it out now, and it still has a life in the way that it didn't used to before streaming. And so people are watching it for the first time, right? And they might watch it for the first time, do a run of the series years from now. And so, and I get approached by people saying, I just started it and we loved it. You know, that's pretty cool. I'm really, it's got legs.
Absolutely. And it's one of the, like, you're right. I think that's so incredible that I talk to people now that still say, like, they just discovered Seinfeld 10 years ago. Well, it's going to be the same with Young Sheldon. I mean, especially in a franchise like that. Like, now there's a prequel, and it's just great. Right. And I would imagine you as an actor, you don't even need a reel anymore. You just plop down that scene where you got to pass away on national TV, and that's, like, a pretty cool thing on your resume. I mean, great, great as an actor, right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, it got to, for a show that had, was a comedy, was a network sitcom, primetime comedy.
Yeah.
It had a lot of those moments that were heavy enough and had the heart. So we get to play those, and I think that's what grounded it and made it popular. So.
Absolutely. All right. So what do you do now, Lance? You had this great run.
I'm retired, Pete.
Wow.
I'm done. I'm just here playing the banjo most days.
That's not a bad life.
I am. It was about a year ago in April, I think, that we ended the show. And then I've just been a family man since. You know, everybody's talking about the business in Los Angeles being slow, and I can second that. It really is. It's different right now. Things are less than they used to be for local work and auditions, et cetera. And that's fine. I mean, I'm, you know, to be gross, I'm in a financial position where I don't have to worry about what's coming next for a minute.
Right.
And so I'm really enjoying, my kids are older. They're going to be out of the house soon. I'm really leaning into that, but I will get restless before too long and want to work, you know, for sure. I'm waiting for you to put me in a movie. So I'll be ready for that when that time comes. But, you know, I feel like I'm in a position that I never had been before because of the show, because I can say no to things. I can feel comfortable waiting for the next thing, you know, personally and, you know, financially for my family. So
Here's
super lucky.
Yeah. Here's a question on the stream from Mike. For Lance, how does someone who does comedy with sock puppets at Rocktoberfest and doing a dine and dash with Joe Keegan end up being one of the most talented, beloved TV dads of all time? Also, are you up for a Godfather of Greenway sequel? Good God. Mike is always pitching a sequel.
Is that Desitel? Is that Mike? Is that?
Oh yeah, Mike Desitel. Sure, you know Mike.
Yeah, of course, Mike's a great guy. He had my favorite line in The Godfather of Green Bay when he was taking a squat in the woods. Yeah, was my favorite performance of the film.
He had at a premiere in Marinette. He did that line and the place erupted because everybody knows him. And it's a funny line. And as the laughter dies down, you could hear Mike's mom say, "Michael, I'm so proud of you." It was just a glorious moment. Mike has always been good with the bowels anyway, on camera or off, I'm told. So,
I don't remember Mike's answer, but I like that guy. And how did I? I'm just brimming with talent, Mike. What can I say? It's one of those things you're born with. You can't teach it. You know what I mean?
Hey, let me ask you that, Lance. What would be your next type of role? Like, let's say network TV came calling again, or a really cool streamer. Like, what would you want to play? You've already done the cool kind of badass dad who was very sweet and also protective and a great role. What would you want to do next if it was up to Lance or Balls?
If it was up to me, you know, I get asked that and I just don't know. It's a very general answer. Something so different.
Really?
You know, everybody wants to lean into, there were two auditions for football coaches that have come this year. Right. And different characters, different style, all of that. I don't want to play a football coach again.
Right.
And at least not right now. And so, you know, those are things I'm passing on. Again, having the luxury of being somewhat choosy. I just want to do something that I haven't done before. You know, luckily I've done things before this that have a little attention. I was on a show called The Comeback and I played a jerk and kind of played the bad guy. And so I kind of have that already in my, on the resume. And I played an obnoxious character on Always Sunny that I still get recognized for in public. So I have those things. I want to do something different than any of those. And I don't know what that is. You know, recently I auditioned for Little House on the Prairie. They're doing I think there's a reboot of it. Anyway, that is, it's a Western. It's a period piece. You know, I haven't done that. I mean, something like that interests me. And again, very generally, just something I haven't done character-wise or style-wise. You know?
Yeah. What about a cop that used to box in the service and that he's referred to as a tough bastard, that kind of guy? You'd be good at that, Lance.
I'm working on it right now. Actually, the title of the script is called Tough Bastard, but T-U-F-F.
I love it. that's pretty cool. You also worked with Christopher Guest. What was that like?
Yeah, that's another feather in my cap. That was a dream come true for any of us that, you know, it was a Christopher Guest movie. I was on screen for, 30 seconds or something, but it didn't matter.
No way.
The audition was with him. That's my story about that. So I get to it wasn't even an audition. It was just a meeting. So I just got to talk to the guy with a chewed gum in front of me. And then, you know, I worked one day on that movie and then had lunch with him and Eugene and the guys and got to go to the after party. That's the story, is like I was in their company.
Yeah.
And it was in that one of the later movies that they did and not, you know, and it was a dream come true. Like everybody envied that because it was a Christopher Guest movie, of course. I mean, I'm so proud to have that on my resume. That's for sure.
Lance Barber is my guest. He was one of the stars of Young Sheldon, and he is enjoying his retirement, which I'm sure will not last all that long. We have about a minute before a short break, Lance, and then we'll just have a few minutes more. I know you're busy. You're leaving town tomorrow, right? You're going to see, where are you going?
We're starting our summer travels. That's another thing I can do because I'm retired. we go home every summer. You know, I'm a Midwest kid like you, Great Lakes area. In fact, part of my summer travels is a family reunion up in near Green Bay. I'm going up to my cousin's place who's hosting a big family reunion in Cronenwetter, Wisconsin. I don't know if you know where Cronenwetter is, but for crying out loud, it's up north there. And, I'm looking forward to that. A bunch of people getting together that we haven't been together in a while. So any of you Cronenwetter folks listening, I'll be up there.
We'll go to the Google. We'll figure it out. We got to do a really short break, and then we'll come back, and I'm going to invite myself to Lance's family reunion, which will be awkward. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. The John and Gordy Show.
Do we get another voice
note there?
Just to
see if it works for us.
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay, thank you for that. Wow. So you can go to the Civic Media app. You know,
just collect them and start using them against me. Okay. I'm feeling persecuted now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you're a very sensitive guy.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State's Eric Kelder-Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wiss.fm/contest-terms. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through the ball off the hook. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem that's fine.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on a Monday night. It feels like a Tuesday, but it's still a Monday night. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of ice cream? Go brand on this one, folks. I say the Chocolate Shop in Madison. Conrad said someplace in Eden.
Kelly's County Creamery.
Kelly's County. Conrad is dressed like a coach tonight. And all things are good. Lance Barber is here from the show Young Sheldon and many other great credits he's been a part of over his illustrious career. And he's rocking a mustache tonight, looking good. Buddy, where am I gonna go? You said
what's my favorite ice cream?
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, sure.
It's none of your business, Pete.
I didn't mean to get too personal to a guy who calls me balls. Do you have a favorite?
I like a butter pecan. I like a buttery. Something.
That's old school. Like butter pecan, pistachio. I love it. Hey, I want to ask you, you said, you know, when we were texting like a week or so ago, you said the town is dead, referring to LA. All my friends, many of them who work nonstop, say the same thing. What do you mean by that? Like when you say the town is dead, I know there's not a ton of production there, but it kind of perplexes me that a working actor so busy is saying it's dead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it's dead because the amount of, since the new year, since the strikes, really, the amount of auditions that are available to me are just so limited. I mean, it's so much less than it used to be pre-pandemic for sure. Pre-pandemic slash strikes, double strikes. And it is an issue of, you know, work being elsewhere and the industry being slower here. Like everybody that there's people that I worked with on the show that had a sweet job for 7 years and some retired off of it. Union guys, you know, in all different departments, camera and otherwise. And I'm hearing stories that they're driving Uber to make ends meet because there's just less production going on here, it seems. And it, you look at all the streaming services and there's, you know, 30,000 things coming out every month. But I don't know where they're shooting them or what the opportunities are. So.
Right. Interesting. How was your time at Second City, Lance? I know you had this great training for what you do now. And I think you're obviously very naturally gifted. But what did a place like Second City, or if you did Groundlings or something like that, do for your career? Did that help?
Yeah, immensely. You know, I'm glad that I did that. I was going to go to I went to community college and got my associate's degree in the theater arts, I'll have you know. And then after that, I was going to maybe go to a four-year school, like Western Michigan University near me in Kalamazoo, Michigan, had a nice theater program. And I had designs on that, but I started working. And then a friend of mine, I went to go visit Chicago, took me to see a Second City show. It was called Pinata Full of Bees. Adam McKay and Tina Fey and people like this in the cast. And I was blown away. And I'm like, I never had intentions, but this is what I'm doing. I thought I'd do theater. I didn't do any theater in Chicago. I just did Second City and Improv Olympics, sketch and improv. And that behooved my resume way more than like a BA from a university, I think, would in Los Angeles. I came out and sketch was and improv was still huge.
Yeah.
And so it got me in all kinds of doors. The community that I found in that place in Chicago, at Second City, the history of the place, just being in the hallowed halls, all that brought so much. And I got great teachers. And then the community, the peers that I met are some of my still favorite, funniest people that I've met and were an inspiration. So, you go to those places for all those reasons. It certainly was, looking back, those were the things that stick out to me. It was, the company I was in.
That's so great. What are you watching on TV, Lance? Anything you could recommend binge watch wise or shows you like to watch with your kids?
What makes you think I have time to watch anything?
Well, you said you were retired and the banjo was on the wall. So
my wife and I still fall asleep watching the news. I don't know how many times we've started the bear.
Oh, I know.
You know, in like the last two or three years, whatever I've been on, we're dying to watch it. Life happens and we're asleep at 9 or whatever. And, right. And the kids we have to run the kids somewhere. I honestly haven't watched. I watch stuff with more movies now, as we were talking about earlier. My kid's going to be 17.
Yeah.
We just opened up a world of things we couldn't watch them when they were little because we shouldn't.
Yeah.
And now I'm playing the game of, hey, check this out. We watch Tarantino together. We watch things he's interested in, curious about, old comedies. Horror, he's into horror. So that's what I'm leaning into is the fun of that.
That's so great. I love it when it's interesting you said that because when I would try to get my kids to watch something, they never wanted to watch it. But like if I have it on, like sometimes I would be like manipulative and I'd have it on and I put it to a great scene I knew that was they were going to gravitate towards. And the next thing you know, they're sitting there watching and they have no idea I tricked them. So sounds
I have to wait for my son now to like hear it from peers.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you know about this movie? I'm like, oh yeah, I know about that movie. I invited you to watch it, but you weren't interested. but if you watch it, let me know. I'd love to join. So I'll join him.
Well, listen, dude, this has been fun. I appreciate your time. I know you got a lot going on in the way of family stuff. I hope you have a great summer with the family. Keep the tickler.
Thank you.
And we'll look for Tough Bastard with Lance Barber, the new cop show.
Don't
coming
miss it.
Up.
I'll let you know. We'll plug it on the show when we get it out there.
I hope so. Thanks so much, buddy. Good talking
Good
to you.
See you.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
All right, that's Lance Barber. Boy, if you haven't seen Young Sheldon, folks, you've got a whole 7 years, Conrad. You watched the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Check
loved
it out.
It too.
Yeah, great stuff. And also, I forgot that Lance was on Always Sunny. That's probably I thought last time he was here, he said that was like the next most recognizable role he had, even though he was great in The Comeback too. Incredibly talented guy. All right, when we come back, we're gonna read some texts. We're going to have, there's more. I got a real brouhaha going here over the iced cream thing and the ice cream thing.
It's ice cream, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll do all that. And Heather Heil will be here soon. I don't know exactly when. And we're not strict about when. She can just roll in. She has an open door invitation. So we'll have Heather here. We're going to give her a quiz. We're going to talk about what's going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum. All kinds of fun stuff. That's coming up after intermission. Act 2 starts soon, folks. Stick around for the news. This is Pete Schwamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Someone's living for their love. Someone's living for their love. And I love her. And I love her. I love her.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.